song again and again and again.
Spent 11 days in a coffin-shaped box. He was on the waterboard.
I mean, this is crazy.
The best evidence of what happened is the video.
What was the reason why you thought that it was important to have the tapes destroyed?
I needed to protect the people who were there.
Destroying evidence would inevitably lead to accusations of a cover-up.
It would make the CIA look bad.
It was an impossible story to tell. So I sued the CIA to get materials unredacted.
We saw constant manipulation by the CIA, misleading Bush, misleading Obama.
If my boss tells me it's legal, if the president approved it, I'm not going to get into what some journalist thinks about it.
In America, we have this thing called innocent until proven guilty.
We were the leaders of the effort against cruel and unusual punishment. After 9/11, that's out the window.
Do the ends always justify the means? Are we prepared to abandon our principles in order to defend them?
The Forever Prisoner, directed by Academy Award-winning filmmaker Alex Gibney, who joins us now for more. His other films include the Oscar-winning Taxi to the Dark Side, about an innocent taxi driver in Afghanistan who was tortured and killed at Bagram Air Force Base in 2002. Alex, welcome back to Democracy Now! Why don't
you
just lay out for us who Abu Zubaydah is, why you chose to make your latest film about who you call the Forever Prisoner?
Abu Zubaydah was a high-value detainee who was captured in Pakistan in March 2002. But the most important thing about Abu Zubaydah was he was the patient zero for the CIA's torture program. He was the first one put through their program of so-called enhanced interrogation techniques, or EITs, which include radical sleep deprivation and also waterboarding, what most of the world knows as torture.
So this is the story also of the internal fights between the FBI and the CIA. I mean, the chilling detainment and torture of Abu Zubaydah. First, he's being questioned by the FBI, then moved into CIA custody, led by a psychologist. Explain.
Yeah, so when he was first captured, he was interrogated by two FBI agents, Ali Soufan and a man named Steve Gowden. And immediately they were getting good, actionable intelligence, so potent, indeed, that CIA Director George Tenet was thrilled until he found out that there were FBI agents doing the interrogation instead of CIA agents, which you would think, what difference does it make so long as you're getting the information? But he moved very quickly, George Tenet did, to try to put CIA operatives on the ground to do something different, a more brutal interrogation program, which was initially experimented on and then over time was codified into law by Bush administration officials. That's what happened.
Let me go to a clip from The Forever Prisoner, where we hear James Mitchell, the retired Air Force psychologist and chief architect of the CIA's torture program.
You call this guy Boris. Is Boris his real name?
No. I cannot talk about him, and I cannot even mention his real name.
This is Boris. His real name is James Mitchell.
James Mitchell is the person who's on the image on the screen. The significance of psychologists being involved with what they call enhanced interrogation technique, which is so clearly outright torture.
That's right. I mean, he was a psychologist who worked for something called the Air Force Sears School, which was designed to prepare some of our own soldiers for the depredations of authoritarian regimes, people who might torture us. He tried to retrofit those resistance techniques into interrogation techniques, which was really both a nonsensical thing, but also an offense, in my view, against the psychological profession.
Well, we're going to do part two of this conversation at democracynow.org. Alex Gibney, Academy Award-winning filmmaker. His new film, The Forever Prisoner, is now on HBO. That does it for our broadcast. I'm Amy Goodman. Wearing a mask is an act of love.
wants to be a victim of a vehicle theft, but an alarming number of drivers are leaving themselves vulnerable. Keys and fobs are being left in unattended vehicles, making it easier for thieves to hop in and take off. This is especially true in winter months when owners leave their vehicles running to keep them warm. Don't make it easy for thieves. Lock your vehicle, set the alarm, and take all keys or fobs with you. Never leave a car unlocked and running. If you know something about a vehicle theft, call us at 1-800-TELL-NICB, a public service message from the National Insurance Crime Bureau.
You are listening to 88.3 FM WRCT Pittsburgh. Guess what? We have gotten to that part in the week, that slot where we do a thing called the mock. My name is Paul. I am the mockster. Before I get to the mock, just before I get too excited and just go sidetrack on the mock, let me tell you that Attic Records joined you in supporting WRCT. Attic Records, they're located in Millvale, and they're open 7 days a week, and they're family-owned and operated, and they provide new and used records and CDs from metal to reggae, hip-hop to doo-wop, and all stops in between. They pay for quality used records and CDs. No collection too big, no collection too small. Again, that's Attic Records in Millvale. You can call them at 412-821-8484. Now, I got to tell you, after my program recently, social media blew up and said, why is the mockster not doing a Nirvana mock? I need a Nirvana mock. So my aged millennials or my very young Gen Xers, or I guess you're some of those middle-aged Gen Xers too, where Nirvana made that impact on them. They're just like, mockster, why are you letting me down? And I thought, well, I've done a Nirvana mock already. So I don't want to do a Nirvana mock. But then I thought, I haven't done an actual mock of Nirvana's Nevermind album. The entire album, track for track, mocking. So, that's what I'm doing for you for this program. In fact, I'm going to start off with a cover that came out literally within a year of Nevermind being released. The very first cover, I believe, of a Nirvana song from Nevermind was done by Tori Amos.
Load up on them, bring your friends, it's fun to lose, and to pretend she's overboard and self-assured. Oh no, I know a dirty word. Hello, hello. Libido, a denial, a
Send kids for food when the changes move. Spring is here. Reproductive plan. He's a one who likes all our pretty songs and likes to sing alone and likes to shoot his gun. Don't know what it means. You don't know what it means to love someone.
She wants some water to put out the blowtorch.
That is the band Bikini Thrill doing their version of Nirvana's Polly, wrapping up side one of the Nevermind album. That means we're midway through a Nevermind mock here on the Viva La Mock radio program. What else was on side one? You remember it well. You wore it out. Before Polly, Lithium. But this is where the tables are turned, because it's well documented how big of a fan Kurt Cobain was for the band The Vaseline's. That was The Vaseline's covering Kurt Cobain and the rest of the band. Yeah, that was The Vaseline's doing Lithium. Steve Earle gave us his version of Breed. Also, The Vibrators in there doing Come As You Are. Sturgill Simpson attacking In Bloom. The only way that Sturgill Simpson can attack In Bloom and start off the entire set from the Crucify EP, which came out in 1992. Tori Amos doing her version of Smells Like Teen Spirit. So let's take the vinyl, let's flip it over, flip that slab of wax over, set it back down on the turntable, and find out what this mock record is going to have in store for us for side two of Nirvana's Nevermind. We'll keep it kind of loud with something from the Dillinger Escape Plan.
Better way, better way, never. can let you smother me, I'd like to, but it couldn't work trading off, taking time. And I don't regret a thing. I've got this friend who makes me feel that I want it more than I could steal. Unless myself I wear a shield. Got this friend who makes me feel
Tap had sprung a leak
trap, and they've all become my pets, and I'm living off of grass, and I'm dripping from my ceiling. It's okay to eat fish, 'cause they don't have any feeling. Something in the way, something in the way, something in the way, something in the way,
is the band 1000 Robota, wrapping up a Nirvana's Nevermind mock. But the track, which actually wasn't on the original album, in fact, it wasn't on the album at all. It was on the CD version because it was one of those hidden tracks, which was cool back in the early 90s to throw onto albums. Endless Nameless, the name of the track. Before that, though, Stereophonics doing their version of Something in the Way. Also Whimsical, the band Whimsical with On a Plane. UK Subs did a version of Stay Away. Murder by Death in that set with Lounge Act. Maps and Atlases doing Drain You, and started off the entire side B, side two of Nirvana's Nevermind with the Dillinger Escape Plan and Territorial Pissings here on the Viva La Mock radio program. That was a Nirvana Nevermind mock celebrating the 30th anniversary of the release of said album. Thank you to all those on the social media who reached out to other people on social media who then picked up their landline phone and called the mockster because he's not on social media and said, "Mockster, you gotta do a Nirvana mock. You just gotta." So I did. And I did that one for you. And then I thought to myself, how can I wrap up this hour? You know, we've got like less than 15 minutes left. And I was like, oh, wait, I've got a great idea. How about I now just play some covers that Nirvana did? So instead of Nirvana being covered, some of the covers that they recorded. I'm not going back to any of those live albums or the Unplugged sessions. No, I'm going back to some tribute albums, some hard-to-find things. And, well, we're going to start off with the Velvet Underground. Yeah, Nirvana covering the Velvets.
Yeah. for that crazy sounding restaurant. They're gonna try and get behind me. Don't you let them do it. You know what I'm talking about? You hear me talking? You hear me talking? It's pretty scary, baby. It's so revolting. It's pretty scary, baby. It's so revolting. It's pretty scary, baby. It's so revolting. It's pretty scary, baby. It's so revolting.
That is indeed Nirvana covering Kiss. Pulled that off of a compilation called Hard to Believe, a Kiss covers compilation. That, believe it or not, it came out in 1990, so a full year before we saw the light of day for Nevermind. That came out on a little label out of Seattle called CZ Records. Great label. Put out a bunch of good stuff back in the late 80s into the early 90s. And that was Nirvana doing Kiss's Do You Love Me. Now, that compilation, very, very hard to find. What I'm happy to say is WRCT's record library has a vinyl copy right there in the compilation section. So that makes things easier. I know the Moxster, my personal copy. It took me about 6-7 years searching for it about 20 years ago to find it because not only do Nirvana fans want it, but Kiss fans really wanted it, and it was really hard. And those Kiss fans can be kind of crazy, can't they? And then, of course, people like me, Moxster fans, or maybe not Moxster fans, fans of cover songs. I mean, I don't know what my fans want, or fan. I'm not sure what you want, but cover songs. You know the sucker for the cover song. Oh, before the Kiss cover, how about a Devo cover? That was Nirvana doing Turnaround. Pulled that off of a Japanese import called Hormoning that came out back in the 1990s. There's a few other covers in there on that album, too, with the Wipers and the Vaseline's, but I went with the Devo cover. And then start off the entire set there with the Nirvanas. For Nirvana covering the Velvet Underground, Here She Comes Now. That has been my Nirvana mock, my post-turnaround Nirvana mock with a few songs of Nirvana doing covers. Hey, if you got a suggestion for a mock or just want to email me and say hi, drop me an email at wrctrequest@gmail.com. As always, it's a pleasure when you listen to this radio station.
One step beyond. To feel the heat, well listen Buster, you better start to move your feet to the rockin'est rock steady beat of madness. One step beyond.